Listening Library presents The Incident on the Bridge by Laura McNeil. Read for you by Lincoln Hoppe. 1. Impulse. Thisbe had to stop. She had to quit obsessing about Clay and Jerome and college and ride her bike down to Glorieta Bay, where she always felt better, where she had researched and written The Effect of Pleasure Boating on the Mid-Intertidal Zone, the best paper Ms. Barron had ever seen from a high school student. She should stare into the murky water until she saw the rippling edges of a stingray as it fluttered its way along the rocks. That was a reliable thrill. Wild animal, you, chance. Contact with an alien world. She changed into shorts and found her notebook, but she couldn't help it. She lay back down. She knew what she should have done, but she couldn't go back to February and do it. That was the problem. Take, for instance, the morning the doorbell rang. A Saturday. Bright and beautiful. She'd still been asleep, which was why she hadn't answered the door right away. She'd called out several times in a not very patient voice, "Could someone please answer the door?" No one had answered her, and the bell rang again. The sofas were empty when she huffed herself out of bed and down the stairs. Sections of the New York Times flung over the kitchen island, coffee cups drained, a single pancake dry at the edges on a sticky plate. Finally, she remembered her sister Ted's regatta in Alamitos Bay. That was where everyone had gone.